Zen95.3, it's Simone chatting with Tyson Villeneuve, who is the co-founder of The Social Concierge, putting on Dîner en Blanc Vancouver this Thursday. Thanks for chatting with us again this year, Tyson.
Thanks so much, Simone. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what year are we in this year?
This is going to be our seventh year.
Now, last year, there were two locations. I ended up being at the one more west out to Stanley Park, which was beautiful and amazing. But this year, you are going back to just hosting in one spot?
Yes, indeed. Well, last year was amazing, and we were actually the first city in the world outside of Paris to host two simultaneous secret locations. And we thought that would be amazing to get as many cool locations out there as possible. But it was also very logistically complicated on the back end. So we decided, okay, yeah, let's simplify and go with an even more beautiful location, but just a single one.
Now, what are some tips for anyone who is looking for last-minute wardrobe?
Well, you know, we've got a bunch of great fashion partners. Evernew has a ladies from Melbourne, Evernew Melbourne. They've got a lot of white dresses, but I think there's also a lot of great options for accessories. You know, I'm sure a lot of people always check out vintage shops, and, you know, there's a lot of great luxury resale stores as well, too, that are available. But a lot of major stores, they're shifting into fall fashion right now. So you're going to have to dig a little bit harder if you don't already have something in white that you really, really want, because most people plan in advance. But that's not to say that there's stuff that can't be found. And you make it a bit of an adventure.
Totally. And I know, you know, some people plan for this weeks, months in advance about getting, you know, all their things organized, the tables, the chairs, and their wardrobe. And then there are some people that are a little more last minute. Even for when it comes to food, what do you suggest people pack if they're coming for a first time or they just want to change it up a little bit?
You know, obviously we've got a catered option that people can order through Hawksworth, which is great. But most people do bring their own food to this event. And, you know, my one thing that I can recommend is try and either, if you're bringing something from home, bring something that you don't need to worry about, you know, being messy. You can just kind of pick at right away. So like charcuterie plates, if you want to make something at home, fresh fruits and cheeses. Obviously, it's very French to begin with, but it's easy to pick at because you want to generally eat the moment that your table's set up and ready. And that, like a nice little opener that you can carry that's light, that you can want to take the packaging home because it's pack in, pack out. So try and use a nice recyclable container or something like that. That's a great opener. And then bring something to share. You know, because a lot of part of Dîner en Blanc and the philosophy of the event is meeting new friends, meeting new people, and sharing either food with current family and friends, and then talking to the stranger next to you and having some food to share with them. So that's usually what I would recommend.
It's always such an amazing vibe. Now, can you give us a little detail about what this secret location is like this year?
I can't obviously say where it's going to be, but one of the big things, though, that I do want to mention is make sure, as always, that you bring an extra bottle of water if you want to stay hydrated, particularly for this year, because obviously it's been really hot, so we want to make sure that our guests are really comfortable, and be prepared to explore the secret location. And, you know, that's part of the magic of Dîner is we obviously work really hard on the back end to add a whole bunch of extra cool layers of entertainment, of music, of live artists and performers. And the location this year is so stunning, you know, but make sure you take some time, grab an extra bottle of water, and then walk around and check out as much as you possibly can.
For anyone who didn't get a chance to register or won't be there this Thursday, when does registration typically open up for next year?
It's open year-round. So there's basically a waiting list that you can just kind of sign up for. And then basically as the event gets closer, we just send everybody an email. But there are people actually that sign up for Dîner en Blanc to attend all year long. So you can sign up now. You can sign up the day after the event. That ready-to-register email happens usually about 6 weeks prior to the actual event date.
And there is also something very special that you want to mention for this year.
I'm very, very excited. about one of our musical partnerships this year. We have the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra performing, so it's going to be a really great deal as they enter into their centennial year. I'm really stoked about the partnership. So that's just one of the numerous performances that we will have happening this year. And I'm assuming you're coming, right?
Yes, I'm going to come this Thursday for sure. And I'm one of those last-minute people that, like, I haven't found anything yet. I just haven't had time. So I'm going to get creative.
No worries. That's awesome. Well, I'm super excited to see you, and it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, take care, Tyson. Thanks so much for chatting with us today.
All right. Thanks, Simone.
Okay, bye.